I want to welcome everyone to our call tonight. You have me, Kathy Benner, and I am helping midlife women create freedom in their lifestyle. And Dora Marshall, wave, Andora. Everybody,
Hello.
everybody is tapped in. We've got Tammy and Mindy and Sierra today, and so this is our mid-year reset. In June, we're going to reset a little bit. So let's talk about. We have several pillars. In this particular podcast, one is health, one is passive income, one is writing, and one is legacy. And the first thing we're going to talk about is health. First of all, what healthy habit has helped you most this year? And I'm going to say, boy, it's a toss-up between walking my 5K every day and my intermittent fasting. Those are the two that are right at the top for me. I don't know if I can pick one of those over the other that's helped me the most this year. I would have to almost say the intermittent fasting because of the, well, but then the walking's right up there because of the weight loss. Andor, what about you? What is the healthy habit that's helped you the most this year so far?
I say I try to go and do walking at lunchtime. So I'm back in the office now. So I'm walking, every day at lunchtime, trying to just get, and then we also have flights of steps where I'm at.
Ah.
So, I'm incorporating that. But I have another thing that I've just started recently, that I really like, and it's called military calisthenics. Is anyone
Oh,
familiar
yeah.
with that? And so what I like about that is it's you're kind of doing things, exercises that I remember doing back in the 1970s. Well, I wasn't even born then. Wait a minute, let me change that. Sorry. I'm just kidding. No, I just it's just like you're doing all these little exercises that you kind of old school, where you're kind of against a wall and you are bending down like doing a squat and you're holding that position. You'll use your cell phone for like 60 seconds. And then you'll do some other type of any type of calisthenics type of work. So I'm trying to do that and see if I like that. So I'm going to say that. And then I'm also big into water. I mean, I pack 4 bottles of water every day that I go to the office, and I make sure that they're like really icy cold, and I put them in the refrigerator there. And then I literally drink water all day, and then I'm constantly going to the restroom so I get my steps in. So see. Two for the price of one.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I am not doing enough water. I know that. I need to add that. So, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I need to pay more attention to the water consumption. I'm not doing enough water, I don't think.
And another thing I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do hair vitamins because of having weight loss and such, I've never in my life had hair loss. And so now I feel like I'm losing my hair. So I've been trying these vitamins called Visical. So I'm doing that, but I may change over to a different type of vitamin. So I know I've mentioned those before. But yeah, just trying to make sure that, and then magnesium. I'm trying to make sure that I do that. If I take that before bed, that really is helping with my sleep. So I'm trying to get more sleep in, more steps, and more water. So those are my three things. And then I'm trying to do stretching exercises. I'm extremely like not flexible. Who's the most flexible person on this call? Like who can do a split? Anybody?
Oh, no.
Sierra?
Anybody?
Sarah, I think you might be able to do a split.
Yeah,
Am I
I
right?
can. Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. I
I
heard somebody on. What about a straddle?
have.
Can you do a straddle?
I'm
Okay.
sorry. What? I'm sorry.
Can you do a
Oh,
straddle? Okay. Some people can do a straddle where each leg goes this way and then there's a split.
oh, yeah, definitely.
See, look at that. See, I knew that there'd be
Okay.
somebody. Okay, I could never.
I practice yoga too, so it kind of helps my little flexibility a little bit more. Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, when the rest of us aren't quite as busy, maybe we'll try to include some yoga. Anybody, any other yoga practitioners on the call? Mindy, Tammy, do
No.
you guys do yoga? No, me either. Again, I would like to. It's just, I'm still kind of busy in the office during the day. I know Andorra's busy. It's
Yeah.
hard to get all of that in. I see Andora gets her steps in, and I'm like, how does she get that many steps in and works?
At lunchtime, but you guys check out calisthenics. And the reason why I say that is it's just something new I've been kind of trying. I probably even said last couple of weeks, It's basically taking your own body weight, okay? And I
Okay.
love the definition. It says a form of strength training that utilizes an individual's own body weight as resistance to build muscle, increase flexibility, and improve coordination. And again, it's like these old time exercises that we saw our parents do, right? Like where they're holding onto a back of a chair and they're like raising their leg up. Remember those? Does anybody remember those? Or then you're
Oh,
raising
yeah.
it to the right or the left. So that, and I want to note, has last time we talked about the vibration machine for your body. Has anyone tried that yet? The vibrate.
I do. I have a vibration platform. Yes, and that's very helpful.
And what have you noticed on the benefits of that, Kathy, from using that?
The first thing that I noticed is that my balance is so much better. And I know it's a weird thing because you're like, how can just standing on a vibration plate fix your balance? But my balance is so much better.
Okay, that's
And
good to know.
yeah, that's been huge for me.
That's great.
And of course, as you get older, that's one of the things that they're concerned about with, older folks is, they lose their balance and that's when they end up taking a spill and then they break something and then it goes downhill from there. So I've been working on that. And you have to use it or lose it. So you just need to keep all the moving parts moving.
Yeah, I agree. That's definitely true.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what habit would you like to improve during the next 6 months? Is there any habit you'd like to improve on? For me, after this conversation, I'm going to say water. I have to get that on the radar more. What do you want to improve on? Anyone?
I'm going to say sleep. I need sleep.
Okay, so you need to improve on sleep. Tammy,
Yes.
how about you or Mindy? Either of you have any idea about what's the healthy habit that's helped you to mo the most this year, and what habit would you like to improve on?
For me, the one that's helped most is I've been doing water aerobics.
Ah, that's right. You mentioned that. Yes.
So I do that twice a week. And I guess the thing I need to work on is I've got normal high blood pressure. So blood sugar. So I'm working on improving my diet and just trying to get more steps in to improve my A1C levels.
Okay. You might do a little bit of research on a supplement called berberine. And I think that might help with the blood sugars. It's called berberine.
Okay.
Yeah, so do a little research on that, on how that might help. Mindy, how
Right.
about you?
I would say sleep. I'm still not going to bed or anything until like 1 o'clock and back up at 5 and going.
Why going to bed at 1 in the morning? Oh my.
She's got that man over there. I'm just kidding.
That's
Just kidding. Kidding, kidding, kidding. She's a new fiance, right?
That's old news.
old news.
I don't know. I mean, we're walking 5 miles a day, usually after work. So whatever I get in at work or since I work from home a good bit, I like that a whole lot. But I don't know. I guess cooking. I need to come up with some different things to cook. I mean, I'm tired of the same old stuff and trying to think of where to go, what to get, what to buy, what to fix. I
We get
mean,
into a rut too. I get it. When I go grocery shopping, it's like, oh, I hate the whole grocery shopping thing. So I end up buying the same stuff and,
or I buy something and it's like, yeah, I don't want that tonight. And I'm like, what about this? I don't want that. That doesn't sound good tonight. I'm like, oh. Okay. So I don't know. Something different, I guess. I don't know what.
Have you thought about, and I've never done it, but I've considered it a time or two, those pre-packaged meal companies where they send you can choose whether you want 4 meals a week or 5 meals a week or whatever, and they ship it with all the ingredients in the box, and then all you do is prep it for dinner. I thought about doing that because it would force me to try stuff that maybe I otherwise wouldn't try. Has anybody ever tried those?
We did. We tried them for a couple of years. We did HelloFresh.
Yeah.
It was really good. They had a lot of variety and things that I wouldn't have made on my own.
Okay. So would you recommend doing that, or did you decide it wasn't worth it?
I would recommend doing it if you're looking for, an easy way to add some variety, but we stopped just because I don't know. It was a little expensive, and we I don't remember all the reasons we stopped, but we just decided it was time to go back to cooking for ourselves.
Okay. But again, just doing it for a little bit, it gave you some ideas on things you can do.
Yep. We get in the habit too, just like you said, Mindy, where you're like, oh, I'm tired of this same thing. For me, it's tacos. But we actually here in San Antonio, we live in a on the south side, which is the immigrant side, and we found that there are a lot of non-grocery store type places. So we discovered a produce store where you can go get an insane amount of produce for like $25. It's more than a week's worth. It's like 2 weeks worth of produce for $25. And it's forcing us to try different things because you just get whatever they have that week. So last week I got a 5 pound bag of potatoes for $1.80. So we're using a lot of potatoes this week. And a couple of weeks before that, we got a lot of mangoes and a lot of pineapples. So
Okay.
they have a good variety. We get more than just one thing a week, but
Yeah.
it's a makes it a challenge. Like now what can we fix?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. Summertime is like something quick, that's going to fill you up, but then it's like, what is it? It's not like you want spaghetti, you want pasta and all that kind of stuff. You want something to fill you up that's heavy, but you don't want anything that's, I don't know, weigh you
That's going to
down.
keep you up. That's going to keep you up till 1 o'clock in the morning, Mindy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, coffee on Thursdays, the venti coffee, but like during the week and stuff, I mean, I drink the caffeine free. If I have a pop, it's always caffeine or sugar free. Or like the iced coffee, zero sugar, all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I don't know. You go and you think it's something different, and then when you get it home, it's just like it sits there, and it's just like, yeah, I didn't eat that.
I know, I get it. Tammy, I looked up the berberine and it says it supports healthy blood sugar levels by improving insulin sensitivity. Some studies have found effects comparable to certain diabetes medications in people with type 2 diabetes. Although it's not a replacement for a prescribed medication, it may lower your LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and triglycerides, while modestly increasing your HDL, which is the good cholesterol. It may aid weight management, particularly when combined with a healthy diet and exercise, and the weight loss seen in studies is generally modest, but it does help, and it may improve your gut health by affecting the balance of gut bacteria, though it can also cause some digestive side effects that you might just want to be aware of. But it's called berberine, and it's a natural compound extracted from plants, and you can buy it at any health food store. So, might be something to check out.
Yeah, I pulled up a page so that when we're done here, I can do some research.
Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. Perfect. I love it. Okay, so more water for me, more sleep for Andorra, a different variety of food for Mindy, and working on your blood sugar levels for Tammy. Sierra, how about you? She might not be.
Mine is working on like procrastination. I've been procrastinating a lot.
Oh.
I'm kind of the same goal, like stay up till 2 in the morning because I just will be doing like schoolwork or something. And then once I put my son to sleep around 8 o'clock at night, between those hours are like my peaceful hours. So I'm like, oh man, it's already 1 o'clock. But yeah. Kind of to have been helping my healthy habits. I've been kind of like fasting, like you were saying, Kathy.
Okay,
And
okay.
yeah, drinking less wine has been helping me too. Yeah. sometimes I go, yeah, I have my moments, but that's been helping me. And then going outside, honestly, and walking and
Okay.
enjoying fresh air. So, yeah.
Well, for those of us that are walkers, we do get out quite a bit because that's how you can get your steps in. I get out more when I'm in Florida than here. And today it was kind of hot out there today. But anyway, I do get out as much as I can, so that's a good thing. Yeah, I love that. Let's talk about passive income next. Now, for me and for I know for Andorra and for Tammy, a lot of our passive income is in real estate. Mindy, you're still working, Mindy. And Sierra, are you still working?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the real estate because that's my passive income. So it's whatever works for you. But think about how you can get some passive income. I finally got ahead when I finally created passive income. That was kind of the segue for me. And what is working best in my portfolio right now is I've been thinking about downsizing a couple of projects because I turned 70 my next birthday. And which is coming up in just a few weeks. And I want to travel more. And it's hard to travel with the short-term rentals because the short-term rentals have a little bit of pressure. Number one is the fact that you're running on those the scores that you get at the end of a stay, and somebody will score you a 5 or a 10, depending on what platform you're on. And so you have a tendency for that to weigh on you the whole time, because no matter how perfect you try to make a place, somebody will find something wrong with it. I mean, one of the things that I never understood on those platforms is somebody can score you a 1 because of your location. And I'm like, with maps these days, don't stay here if it's not the location you want. Why would you pick here? It's not like you don't know where the location was.
I agree. That's
And so, but then when you talk to the platform, they're like, well, no, they're allowed to score you a 1 because they didn't like your location. And so the first thing that maybe someone after them thinks is, well, maybe it was in a bad neighborhood. Maybe that's what they meant by location. Maybe the neighborhood, maybe it was the correct city and the correct distance from what they wanted to do, but the neighborhood was bad. So you have to constantly be on that and be aware of that. And I'm constantly writing back a response to them, knowing that future guests are going to read that. And so I'm constantly wording it like, I understand why you may have thought the location wasn't good. However, we're in a historic part of our little city and we're within walking distance of restaurants, And so you try to make it turn it into a marketing thing, but it's a lot of pressure to constantly be thinking about that. And then, of course, the rooms, you want to make sure that they're clean and that all the, not only clean, but staged. And there's a difference. Clean is clean and stage is staged. And you have to have your units clean and staged so that when the guest walks in and they open the door, they go, wow, look at this place. This is great. And you want that reaction every time. So then you're always trying to think of things that you can do that's, a little head and shoulders above maybe your competition, so that your guests give you those great reviews. And there's just a lot of pressure there to do that, which I understand, and that's part of the job. But then if you're really going to make a go of it, you have to be available. And so it's hard to be out of the country and have people staying, when Sierra, we're talking about vacation rentals, like Airbnbs and short-term rentals like that. So I've decided to kind of phase out of that element. I've always said in my real estate that I have commercial real estate, I have residential real estate, and on the residential side, I have long-term, short-term, and midterm. And so I'm winding down the short-term. And so that was the first thing is what's working best in your portfolio right now. And I would have to say, and what's not working as well as you'd hoped, I'd have to say that I'm phasing down on the short term, but I love the midterm. I love the midterm. It's kind of that sweet spot in the middle. And And now I have to say this, and for those of you that are in real estate, you'll get this. There's really no such thing as a midterm. A midterm rental is just a long-term rental because once your guest is there for more than 30 days, they fall under regular long-term tenant, landlord-tenant laws. And so they're a long-term tenant once they're there for 30 days, but you're treating them like a short-term guest. So a midterm is simply a furnished unit that you're treating that renter like a short-term guest. You're providing the coffee and all the bed linens, and and you just make sure that they have a great stay, just like they were going to be a short-term, but they're there for 30, 60, 90 days or more. And I've had some that are there, for maybe 6 months or 8 months, but usually less than a year, but longer than what a short-term would be, where somebody would stay for a few days to a week or so. So anyway, that's the sweet spot for me because I don't have to turn the unit as often, but yet I'm still in there often enough that the unit doesn't ever get really bad. And for those of you that do long-term rentals, you'll know what I mean. The longer somebody stays, and I'm guilty, I hate to pull my refrigerator out and see what's behind it. I haven't pulled my refrigerator out for a while. So it's one of those things when you've had a long-term tenant in a unit for a couple of years and you pull the refrigerator out and you're like, don't they ever clean? It's like, well, I don't clean behind my refrigerator either. So yeah, I get that. But when you have a midterm and they're only there for say 3 months, and then you go in and deep clean the whole unit again, it never gets that bad because you're deep cleaning it, 2 to 4 or 6 times a year instead of like once every 5 years. So anyway, midterm is my sweet spot, so that's what's working best. What was not working for me, and again, just for me because of where I am, at my age and wanting to travel more, is that I am winding down that short term. And one change that I'd like to make before year end is I have decided that I want to pay off one of my high mortgages, and so I think I'm actually going to sell one of my long term rentals. And again, I put them all on a spreadsheet, and you have to decide which one you're going to sell. And so the criteria is different for everybody, but the question I ask myself is, which one is the worst one for me? Which one of these units is it, it's and it's all the criteria. It's got the oldest roof, maybe the oldest furnace, maybe it's harder to rent because of the location, just all the factors. And so if I had to put all the factors across the board the same, which is my worst unit? And so I have made that decision. And but again, I don't try to force anything. So I made the decision that if that tenant ever moved, I think I might, when I flip that one this time, I might put that one on the market instead. And if I then take that cash and reverse engineer it, start with the end in mind, say, what would I have to list it for if I had to pay the real estate fee? Then I had to pay capital gains tax, and then I had to pay whatever it cost me to rehab it. Would I get enough in my pocket after taking those things out of that purchase price to pay off that other loan on the house that I definitely want to keep? And so I have all those numbers in my head, and my tenant gave me notice that she is moving out at the end of the month. And so I am going to go forward with that plan, and I'm going to put about $10,000 into the turn, into the rehab of that unit with paint and carpet and appliances, and put it on the market. And I have my bottom number that I can accept for that to make the math work to where I have enough to pay off that other loan. And so what it does is it gives me the same cash flow, because by the time I pay off that other mortgage, I will get the same cash flow per month with one less roof, furnace, hot tank, and tenant that I have to actually manage. And so that is my game plan. So what's working best, I love midterms. What I'm winding down is short terms, and one change is in my portfolio to sell what I believe to be the worst house in the list and pay off another mortgage, and I'll be in the same financial position that I was in before I started with less work. So that's for me. Andor, what about you? What's the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Yeah, well, let's see. The past 2 weeks, I've had problems with two hot water tanks. I've had had to go in, and then I had two toilets, so I had to go and place the kits in each of the units. So so when you start thinking about that, I guess going back to what you're saying is time is money, and as we get older, it's like trying to wind down. But I do love the midterm the best. I
Okay.
like, yeah, that's my favorite. And I do, and
Mine too.
I just recently turned the other side of our duplex into another midterm because
Okay.
Columbus seems to be booming right now. So I was able to get a little bit more money than I would have if I did it as a long term. So, but I love the fact with the long terms that once you get everything fixed and repaired, and it's ready to go, and it's hardly any hand, you're not hardly touching it at all, right? So, but I'm kind of looking at different things. I still want to buy another condo in downtown Columbus, close to all the events. I don't want to do short term. I'm not interested in that, but probably midterm or in another condo, maybe like in Florida or even Cincinnati over the Rhine. So I'm just kind of looking around a little bit. Tom says no, but
But when has that stopped you?
So when does that ever stop? That's when I firmly plant my hands on my hip, and I'm like, "You're not the boss of me." No, just kidding. Hopefully he can't hear. Hopefully he's like in the other room.
This is
But
being recorded.
I know, and you probably won't see it, right? If I'm lucky, he won't see it. But he's probably his ears are probably, even though the man can't hear half the time, if I'm in another room, somehow he'll hear this conversation and come flying in here and like listening. I bet you know how they do that. It's selective hearing, as I believe what they call it, right?
Yes.
I
I'm gonna
love
put a
it.
football up on the screen and you know he'll jump on.
Yeah, or food, or
Our
food.
food.
I love it. I love it.
Timmy, I have a question. The short term, are those terms different in Texas? No, I just
No, they're
wondered.
the same.
Okay. Because the other night I was on a call and they were talking about different states and, different things are set up differently and, the way it's done here is done differently there. And, I was like,
No, I
oh,
think
okay.
they're the same.
Okay. Just being nosy.
Are you
So
thinking?
Tammy.
Oh,
Tammy,
sorry.
how about you? What is your good, bad, and ugly when it comes to your passive income approach?
So I'm a little bit different than you guys in that I do have a couple of retirement accounts in the stock market, in my IRA and old 401ks that I rolled over. So those are my most passive, and those
Okay.
are what I live off of now. And I just started the real estate the past 5 years, and so my real estate is not cash flowing nearly as well as yours after 20 plus years.
Yeah, I
So
get it. 5 years
someday,
is the
though, it.
sweet spot, by the way, Tammy.
What's that?
Usually at five, once you're in real estate for about 5 years, that's the tipping point. That's when it's because your mortgage is coming down and your appreciation is going up, and 5 years is kind of the tipping point when it
So
starts
my
to where you
easiest
start to
cash
see the
flow is.
numbers.
Yeah, my easiest cash flow is the retirement accounts, but we also have the real estate to help diversify. And my real estate is still, I'm in Texas, but my real estate's in Ohio, and it's managed by a property management company. So it's pretty passive to me. I just need to communicate with my property manager when things are not going, like when there's going to be a vacancy or when there's maintenance issues, and just keep on top of my numbers. So it's all going well for me.
Yeah, and that's an answer for me and for Andorra as well. At any time, we can decide instead of self-managing, we can decide to let a property management company manage for us. And again, there's a certain percent of your cash flow goes to the management company, but it releases you from having any of those concerns of that day-to-day management.
For us, we pay 10% management fee. So they collect the rents, and then they take 10% of the gross rents. And At first, I was nervous about losing 10% of my gross rents, but they raised the rents so much higher than I had them. And I thought that I had them at market, but they raised them so much higher that they paid for themselves the first year. And
Good to
so,
know.
yeah, it worked out nicely. And then the thing that we're changing is, well, personally, we're paying off some debt this year. So we're focusing on that. But also, we bought a house in a blue collar neighborhood that is being gentrified. So the three houses next door to me are vacant. And so we
Oh.
have met some people at some real estate meetups who are looking into purchasing those on our behalf. So, just working with a wholesaler and a builder. So the guy that we actually have been talking to, he's a builder, and he's trying to see if he can purchase the house next door for us, and then he's going to knock down the dilapidated thing that's there now and build a new house.
Wow.
So if it
Very
works
nice.
out, there's a lot of interesting things that might be happening in the next year or two.
You know, nothing is by happenstance. I think you ended up exactly where you were meant to be. And yeah, life is good. And by the way, for those that are listening, Tammy moved closer to her adult kids. So that's why she moved away from us. Ooh, she's down there
Yes.
with her kids.
Yeah.
So
So is
good
that
for you.
your number five? Remember, didn't you say that you were buying one every year or something for
For
so
the
many
first
years?
5 years,
Yeah.
this house that we're currently in is our fifth
Fifth
house in
one.
5 years. And we purchased this one with the intention of making it into a rental. Once we moved, we bought it sight unseen. So it was just to get us here. And we figured once we move here and figure out what we like and where we want to be, then this one will become a rental.
That's a great plan. Yep, that's a great plan. Mindy, how about you? What are you working on?
Oh, I'm still working on trying to get more co-hosting,
Okay.
things like that. The one with Adrian's going real well. We got
Good.
a guy coming in Saturday. I've met with him once before, so Saturday's supposed to be his move-in day, so
Now,
I'll
is
be
this a
going.
midterm or a short term?
This is going to be a midterm. He's going to be
Okay.
there for at least a year.
Okay.
He's an electrician at Nationwide Hospital. The new additions, the two or
Yes.
three new additions, they're two new additions they're putting on in a parking garage that they're adding. So
Yes.
he's an electrician, so he's working on that right now. He's originally from, I think he said Oklahoma.
Okay.
Something like that. So he's going back and forth a little bit on the weekends and stuff, flying back and forth. But he's going to be here for a solid year. So like he has his wife and he has one daughter that's 10. So like for the summer, they'll come up and stay with him and then fly
Okay.
back when it's school time and stuff like that. So he's pretty excited about moving in Saturday. So I'll be
All
over
right.
there with him showing him how to set up his Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff and how to use the key codes and all that kind of thing. So it's fun. It's different. It's somebody different. Somebody wants to come and look at it and walk through and I go over and do the little spiel and then
Yep.
she's emailing him all the paperwork and then he gives it to me and I scan it and send it all back to her. So because he don't have any way to scan anything to send back to her.
Oh,
So,
great. So you have the whole system planned and figured out. And so
yep.
all you have to do now is just multiply that into more units.
Yep. I need to do
Okay.
that. And then the guys that I talked to at the last Corey meeting, I haven't heard from nobody. So,
Well, you know what? Life gets in the way.
yeah. And I figure they're real busy. They're busy. So,
So it'll happen at the perfect time when they're ready, and it'll be the perfect time for you as well. So,
I
but I'll
hope
keep,
so.
yep,
I
I'll
mean,
keep
I
my
enjoy
eyes and
working
ears
from
open.
home with my full-time job, but I mean, just like going in today, it was hectic. It's just crazy. So the less time I can spend there, the better I like it.
Nope, I understand. I understand.
So, I just hand Carl the folder as he's walking out the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, happy day.
Say,
I'm
take
going
this to
back to
work with you.
bed.
I
I'm
love
going
it.
back to bed.
Sierra, how
So,
about you? What are you working on?
I'm kind of working on my private chef business. I try to I have a food truck that my father passed down to me.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make it a plant-based food truck and not really like vegan, just because I'm in school and learning about alternative diets and everything. And I want to really highlight healthy eating, but I also kind of want to make my food and chef business more personal and more intimate, like doing private chefs for like private chef events for like people who are, like a Valentine's Day dinner or just a dinner in general for like a group of
Okay.
people. Which is kind of why I've been wanting to get into real estate, just because I want these homes that I look at, they don't really have the kitchens that I would like, because I like big, spacious kitchens. But there's a, I think it's like a contractor. They build your home how they want. But it's kind of funny, we're talking about real estate, because I came across Honduras College a few days ago, and I instantly thought about you, Kathy, with your scholarship that you do also, and then
Yes.
you always talk about real estate. So I'm actually volunteering this weekend to in German Village, and it's the they do a house viewing next to Roosters, and it's a home equity like investor. And I was looking at them because I'm connected with them through I'm an ambassador for a single like they help single mothers get in better neighborhoods and get the kids in better schools. But yeah, she was connected with him. So I think it's called like home equity buyer or something, or investors or something like that. But yeah, it made me just think about real estate again and following my passion with that.
Well, good for you. And in the meantime, do you have a pen and paper that you can write down a name?
Yes, actually.
Okay, I am going to give you my girlfriend out of Pompano Beach, Florida, and she does cooking for families. She does clean, healthy food, and she sometimes will cook in their kitchen, sometimes in her kitchen, but she is making a living out of cooking clean, healthy food for other people. And her name is Allison. It's Allyson. And her last name is Lipnack, Lipnack. She's on Facebook. Do you have a Facebook account, Sierra?
Yes.
Yeah, jump on Facebook and send her a message. Tell her Kathy Benner sent you over.
Okay.
Anyway, just take a look at her Facebook page and then click over maybe into her website and see what she's doing. And
What's her last name again? Can you?
Lipnack, Lipnack.
Okay. Oh,
Anyway, yeah,
yeah.
so check her out. I met her at a conference and she's quite amazing.
Sweet, thank you. I'll look into that, because that was, yeah, actually I love Florida,
Okay.
especially like the Fort Lauderdale area. That's like my favorite. But
Oh yeah. Yep, yep.
yeah.
That's we're headed there when we go down in July. So,
Oh,
yeah.
sweet. Thank
All
you.
right. Now let's talk about writing a little bit. Now, the first question is, what have you learned about yourself this year, and what story from this year is worth writing down? And then, what chapter are you closing, and what chapter are you opening? Boy, for me, I think a lot of it has to do with the generation that you're in, and I'm just again, like I stated earlier at the very beginning, I want to do some tra I want to travel more, and I don't want to be so tied to, a weekly routine. I want to just have the freedom to travel a little bit more. So I think that's probably what I learned about myself this year, and then winding down, paying attention to my health, and then winding down the short-term rental space. I decided, oh gosh, it's been a couple of months now, maybe 8 to 12 weeks ago, that I wanted to at least get a basic memoir off my computer into published. And so I did it with a site called MemoWrite, and it's MemoWrite, MemoWrite. It's just a little online platform. It's under $100. You just sign up for it online, and they send you 50 questions. You answer the 50 questions, you throw in some pictures, you hit send, and a week later, they send you a hardback published memoir book, totally done with your pictures in it. And so I did that for the kids, for my daughter and for my grandkids. And so I have that. Now, what I did and how I kind of my little hack, if you will, is that as I answered the questions and saw what their 50 questions were, I copied and pasted the question and my answer over into a Google Doc. So I have the entire manuscript that I sent through MemoWrite to get published through them. I have that manuscript in a Google Doc. So now, if I want to go back later and revisit that and expand on that memoir and maybe even change up some of the questions and change up some of the pictures or whatever, and actually publish, I could self-publish something through Amazon if I want to, but it gives me the option. I may not ever do that, but I have the manuscript. I at least have the option. So that's what I'm doing as far as writing. It's all about, a legacy. So we'll see. We'll see where that takes me. But that's one of the things that I'm doing this year. And so, Andor, how about you? Are you journaling? Are you creating any kind of a legacy? Are you putting together anything that you can put your hang your hat on, so to speak, for generations to come?
I would say, I did do that book where I wrote a chapter in a book. So I enjoyed that. But I think right now, like most of my writing is focused on creating better communication for my midterms, creating better communication for my long terms. And then I'm
Okay.
also like on several boards. So also improving communication on any of those items, being the person that raises my hand, said, okay, I'll take that communication task. But I will say, if and I'm sure everybody on this call is using it, and if you're not, you should be. And what I'm going to say is use what my favorite AI tool is, ChatGPT. And there are many other AI tools out there. You can get the ChatGPT for $19.99, and it is life-changing. I mean, you can use ChatGPT for all of your communication. I almost feel like, again, I'm going to go back to old school. It almost feels like having this walking encyclopedia at your fingertips. If you have a question, you can type it in there. And the key to this is that you should be able to say, act as a property manager who owns midterms, and then you cut and paste whatever you'd like in it. And another really cool tip that I just found out re recently with ChatGPT, coolest thing ever that I just found out. If you go to any of your auditor websites where they have a sketch of your property, and let's say you're trying to figure out how do you want to furnish it or what you want to do, you can actually cut and paste the sketch of what you have out there, like on Franklin County Auditor. And even if you want to configure the furniture in your room, cut and paste it in ChatGPT, say act as a designer, and using these dimensions, and the doors are here, and the windows are here, and you can put all this stuff in there, and it will come up with furnishings for you. It'll even take your space and create it, and then you can say add decor, add just different things. It's pretty amazing. And then just the other thing is, the other night we live in a subdivision. And we basically, I always say we have like four front yards. So the other day I thought, I'm going to take a picture of the side of our yard, which is kind of boring. And I thought, I'm just going to see what else we could do. So I took a picture of it, then cut and pasted into ChatGPT and said, act as a landscaper, and provide, so you can put all this information. It came back, told me if I should put a tree in, where I should put the tree at. I mean, I think that's pretty amazing. Has
That
anyone
is
tried
very
that?
that's very amazing. I like that.
So I'm just kind of using ChatGPT for things like that. Another tip for work, I use it. And when I'm going through compliance documents and I want to know as a program manager, what are the key things that I need to focus on? I can take that document, cut and paste it, because we use something different at my work, and it's called Microsoft Copilot. And you can kind of take it, let it read through and say, you know, give me the main points of this particular document. What do I need to focus on? What a time saver. Have you guys tried that?
Yes.
What is that?
I use it all the time. I turned down a tenant on one of my rentals not long ago, and just long story short, she omitted some stuff on the application that came up in my background on public records. And so, I didn't choose her. Well, she filed with the Civil Rights Commission that I was discriminating. So now I've
Oh,
got this big discrimination case. And so what I did is I just copy and pasted that,
Rose.
and said, act as, an attorney, and, here's what actually happened. And so, it was all legitimate, but I wanted it written in a way, that I could respond to this civil suit. And so, Chat did all the background work for me.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And I don't know which one you have, but I love ChatGPT. And again, you can get that from the Apple Store. I just got the very basic one because it gives you a certain amount of unlimited, and it's like $19.99 per month. It's well worth every single penny. And I think in the future, it may even put like psychiatrists out of business. Because you can tell ChatGPT the situation, the more details that you give it, the better. And let's just say you have like a difficult coworker, and you can give them the whole scenario and say, okay, how would you handle this? ChatGPT will come back and give like a phenomenal answer of how you should handle it. I don't
Find a new job.
know. Yeah, well, you know what, Mindy, here's what I would challenge you to do. I would challenge you to take your resume that you have now, your paper, and then cut and paste it into ChatGPT. That's all you gotta do. Cut and paste it. And then at the very top, first you're gonna put, you know, act as a technical writer for resumes and rewrite this resume. And then you'll cut and paste it, hit enter, and it'll come back. And then you can actually take it and say, put this in a Word document. I mean, it's amazing what it can do. I mean,
Sierra says, have you used Claude AI? She said she's stuck in between those two.
yeah.
I've not used Claude, but I've seen it, but I've not used it.
So you know what, Kathy? I bet you have used it, and I didn't realize I was using it either. Because with chat, if you get the free, do you have the paid one or the free one
I
for?
have the paid one.
Okay, because sometimes what I've seen is if you have the free chat GPT, after a certain amount of time, it'll automatically convert you over to Claude AI. It'll start taking you to another type of AI. So I bet you've used it, and I didn't even realize it. So I looked down at my phone and I thought, wait a minute, I'm using the, you know. So, but Sierra said that she's using Claude. So,
She just says, have you used Claude AI? She said she's stuck in between the two.
what's the difference, Sierra? What do you think is the difference between the two, or what are the most notable differences in your opinion?
I've used it. I kind of use both platforms to. Because I'm still trying to figure out my business plan and how I want to put it together. And I kind of just sorted the two out and put it into Claude because someone suggested me Claude to me and I just tested it out, but they don't give you the free option like ChatGPT do. I feel like Claude gave you more of a challenge on like your context that you're trying to write. Like, I don't know. I feel like ChatGPT kind of agrees with me too much, but sometimes it doesn't. I guess just how you word things too makes a difference too. But I've been using ChatGPT for almost a year now, but I just tested out Claude just to see, and I wanted to see others' opinions on it and see what they like better.
Well, here's an important tip to whatever AI tool that you're using. You know how at the very end, it will have like the little thumbs up. Let me see here. It'll have thumbs up, thumbs down. And if you complement ChatGPT, it will actually come back, after you hit the thumbs up with it, because it's trying to learn your profile and how your style of writing. So that's important to do. And if, like, say, for example, I always talk to ChatGPT like a person, I'll put, "Thank you so much for your informative answers." And when you do that, it will come, if you have the paid version, it will come back and it'll even give you more information. Like, there's more items to have. Like, I just put something in about walking, and it says, "You're very welcome, Andorra. One thing I've noticed about you is that you tend to approach improvement as a long-term investment rather than looking for quick fixes." And then it'll like compliment you. And it's like, "Oh, thank you, ChatGPT." If you keep saying thank you, it just keeps like complimenting you and then giving more information and whatnot. So like I said, it's really a tool that gets to know you. But the scary part of it is from a cybersecurity perspective, if that would get broken into, what does ChatGPT know about us? So just as a side note, but yeah, I would say I am really, if you're talking about writing, that's my go-to for helping me write.
Sierra, the RIA meeting here in San Antonio this month was all about AI, and most of the people on the panel and most of the people who spoke in the room, like asked questions, said they were using Claude. They preferred Claude over ChatGPT. They said it was a bit more, it didn't make up as many answers as ChatGPT does.
Oh, that's good to know. So maybe I should switch over to Claude AI and let's see what the, I'm going to look real quick on Apple while you guys are talking to see.
Breaks it down more to individualize. Is that what it's doing?
I also wanted to try it, but I went there and I couldn't figure out how to try it for free. Like Sierra was saying, it's not very expensive for the trial, but I thought, well, I'm not going to pay to try it. I want to try it first to know if I want to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I use Copilot because we have Microsoft 365 on our computer. And so Copilot has become my new best friend. And is helping to get things done. And I'm finally getting around to finishing that vision mastery workbook from that that Sean McCloskey class that most of us took.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I've been using Copilot to help me with that and to figure out all my goals. And it knows all my goals for the whole year for personal and business. And it'll tell me, here's your quarter 2 goals, and it'll even break them down by month and week. So,
I mean, it's amazing. Don't you think it's just amazing how AI is? So here's another little cheat sheet or another thing too I've been doing. I love Kindle books, and I just started recently doing this. If I find a Kindle book that I like online, I'll take the name of it, the author of it, and then I'll come over to my ChatGPT, cut and paste, and say, "Give me the highlights of this book." And it does. And it's like, okay, I feel like I'm saving money because it kind of gives you the Reader's Digest version. Mm-hmm. But I can't think, what is it they used to say in college? Cliff notes. Yes, it gives you the cliff notes. And it's like, I'm thinking I'm saving myself some money because I'm not buying so many Kindle books because I can get the real quick version of it there. But I have to say, I love ChatGPT. But I'm going to try, I know I've tried Claude before. I used to convert it over, but I'm going to see if there's any free versions out there.
I love that. So it looks like we're all utilizing the AI currently. So before we finish up the call, we're coming up on 8:00. What is your one overarching goal that you want to add in for the remainder of the year, since this is kind of our reset month? This is our mid-year reset. For me, I want to get one international trip a year in, and so I want to get that scheduled. So that's my big goal for the rest of this year, is to actually get an international trip on the book. How about you? What's one big goal that you want to add into the second half of this year that you haven't accomplished yet?
And I think about this. I mean, I know I'm going to do that Pelotonia because I haven't, ride bikes. So I'm going to be doing the Pelotonia in August, 17 miles. No judgment. I took the least amount of miles. So that's probably one thing. And then,
The start.
hey, yeah, it's a start.
Yeah, that's very doable. That's very doable.
And
How many half marathons did we do if we
oh my
combined? We'd have
goodness.
done three.
I
We'd have
know.
done three or four if we'd have combined
Yeah.
all of our halves.
That's true. I would say that, and then I would say spend more downtime, like really start enjoying life more and not working so much.
Okay, now you've got to go to your calendar and create those margins, or it won't happen.
Yeah, I've been trying to like, even Tom's noticed I'm home more often. I'm trying to take time and watch like Netflix and just a little things like that. And I do have a really good movie that I was going to recommend. I know I'm kind of combining worlds here, but Apex, AEPX. If anyone
Okay.
likes action pack, I'm putting it right into the chat. Oh my God. If you like action packed and like a total cliffhanger, this
Okay.
is your movie.
Well,
It, do you, does there everyone like action packed?
yes,
Yes.
yes.
It's
So
on
and
Netflix.
that's always the problem. It's like, well, let's pick a movie. No, you pick. I hate picking. You pick. And so
This one's a little
here, you
gruesome
pick
too.
for us.
This one's can be a little gruesome as well, but the storyline without ruining it is basically I think her name's Charlize Theron, the movie actress,
Yeah.
and she goes on this white water rafting type of trip for him. She's like kind of a thrill seeker, and then it's the people that she encounters in this
Okay.
small little town. Using the river to whitewater raft. It's
Okay.
I'm not making it sound very exciting, but Tom's like, that was a really good movie. And I'm like, I know. So,
Okay. Good to know. All right, Gold, Mindy, how about you?
oh, I watched Netflix last night, and that was the reason that I was up until 1 a.m. It's like it was like eight little sessions or
Yes,
whatever, like
the
little short
series.
version. Yeah.
Yeah, a
And I was
series.
just like, I can't go to bed until I find out the ending of this. I won't tell you what the ending of it, but the title is I Will Find You.
Oh,
And I'm like,
okay.
oh, holy shit, this is going to be something creepy. And I'm sitting here, I'm by myself watching this movie because Carl's on the couch asleep. And I'm just like, the windows, curtains are open, the windows are all open, it's nice and cool. And I just kept watching and kept watching. I was just like, and I couldn't fast forward through the commercials and stuff. So I jump up and run to the bathroom real quick and run back before the next one we kick back on. And yeah, it's a thriller. It's about a
Okay.
family and a little boy, but man, it was,
Okay.
I'm writing it down. I will find you.
I
I
Will
wrote it
Find
down.
You. It's on Netflix. Man, it was so good.
I wrote it down and I wrote down in
Oh
Nora's behind
man.
the face.
I'm just like, go. I'm trying to help him run.
So, Mindy, what's your goal for the
Climb.
second half
I'm
of your
just like,
year?
oh. My second half of the year, I want to get more business. I just want to get more business for myself. More, like I said, more co-hosting,
Okay.
something, working with somebody, individually as, personal assistant,
Okay.
I'm still picking at Natalie a little bit. a friend of Andora's for years and years, and I've met her and she has her own business, but she's got some things that she's just kind of overloaded on. So
Okay.
I text her every once in a while and just remind her that I still have time to help you. So
That's how, you know what, that's how it works.
maybe
If you're going
that'll
to hit
come
the
through.
you're going to hit the right time at the right place, that she's going to go, thank God you're here.
Yeah, the last
Yeah.
one, when I was over there talking to her the last time, the lady that was supposed to be retiring that I was going to talk to her about taking that position, she walked by and she saw me in there and she heard what we were talking about. So she decided not to retire. It's like, damn.
Well, oh, interesting.
So I was like, dang it. Because when she walked by, she didn't give me too friendly of a look, So I'm like, okay, well, I just. She just threw the shovel of dirt on me right there. So I was like, all right. So I'll just keep trying.
Yep, be at the right place at the right time.
Yep, just keep trying. So,
Tammy, how about you?
oh, I has still have all the same all my business goals I've been working on all year, but something new that we just recently added in is David and I attended a stock options trading class. So we
Okay.
actually purchased the coaching course for that. So we will be trying stock options trading.
Okay.
So hopefully
Interesting.
by the end of the year, we get all of our training done and we figure out what to do.
Sierra had to jump off because she has class at 8 o'clock. And so she said
Oh.
she would catch us next month. That's why she had to jump off right at 8. So
And I
anyway,
figured out why I couldn't get on my laptop is because I was on my phone. So I was already logged in, so it wouldn't let me go to a different one. So for me to log into the one on my computer, I'd had to shut off and then link in. So
I get it. Okay.
I have it figured out for the next time.
All right.
If
All
I can
right.
remember that, I might have to write a post-it note.
Any last comments before we go? We're right at the top of the hour. I
If
just
you're
want to
doing stocks or something, Tammy, let me know because I need to buy on post-it notes. I need in
say
there.
all right.
Because I could earn my money back.
Yeah, I know nothing about stocks or stock options. That would be
Neither.
something I would have to really
Me neither.
research to
Yeah.
get myself up to speed. So,
Yeah. It's
and I
crazy some of the things he was saying in this class. He's like, you can buy a stock and then use it as leverage to option to make quick cash flow. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. Then, like, the next thing he said was, you can sell a stock before you even own it. And here's how you do that. So if you sell a stock at a high price, then you also set an offsetting purchase to go buy the stock cheaper than that so that you can then sell it higher. So it's some crazy stuff, and we're looking forward to learning more.
So
Well, we're
you'll
going to
have
have
to
to stay.
share and
Yes,
reel
we're going to
us
have to stay
in.
tuned.
Exactly. So.
Yep. And I've been
Tammy.
doing and checking into a lot of accounting classes, like doing stuff, accounting, some free trainings and stuff online, something like that that I could do from home, like accounting and
Okay.
do paperwork and stuff. So, since I
Yeah,
like the
Tammy.
paperwork stuff.
So Mindy is going to be teaching a class on accounting, and Tammy's going to be teaching a class on stock options. And Dora's going to be teaching a class on AI. I love it. Ladies, thank you so much for tapping in. We're at the top of the hour, so we're going to go, but I appreciate you all being here. And any last comments before we go? Happy 4th of July coming up.
I know. Have a good weekend. Don't get too
Yes.
drunk. All right.
All right,
Bye.
guys.
Oh, I have picked up on my drinking a little bit, but that's okay.
Anyway, we will see everyone next time. Tammy, so good to see you all the way in another state. It's good that we can all get together like this. So,
We still have a
bye.
little bit of sunshine too. I should have cut the camera a little bit so I could kind of see everybody a little more.
I
Yep, I
see.
see that.
Yeah. It's 8 o'clock and we still have sun.
I see that. Yeah, your
So, yay!
window there.
I see it hitting Tammy's face. Yours is a
Yeah.
lot warmer than ours, though, probably right now.
It was 95, feels like 101 today.
Okay.
Oh
We had
my.
80, what, 84 or something like that today?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was warm, but not that warm.
Yeah. I take it, though. I like it.
Me too.
Yeah, I like it. No shoes. No shoes, no coat, no long pants. Yeah, that's it.
Love it. All right, ladies, we'll see you all next time.
Bye.
See
See ya.
ya.
Tell David we said hi.
Yes.
Will do.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.